This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's begin the story about a brawl spring break that ended up pretty bad. It was in Fort Myers, Florida. Authorities were alerted to a spring break beach brawl on Monday.
Was it at Club Vila?
Club Vila.
I didn't know that was a popular spring break destination, Fort Myers. No. It's like spring training.
Yeah. Like Kissimmee.
Yeah.
Kissimmee.
So the cops have a video that allegedly shows an 18-year-old by the name of Jack Turner pummeling another guy.
How so?
And then at one point, Jack pulls the other guy's head towards his face and bites off his ear.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I guessed right.
I lost you at that because you don't
know. Well, you guessed sex devices a while ago.
You don't like blood and violence, so.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it when it's for sport.
I was about to play the music.
I don't like seeing all the fighting videos on the internet every time I get on there.
So what happened with this situation? The victims.
I really don't. Especially like I see a bunch here lately, and I don't know why the algorithm or whatever the hell allows it, but like men in other countries beating up women, showing up on Instagram all the time now.
Yeah.
I don't get
that. And it might not be in this country. I don't give a damn. Like, why are you showing that?
I get a lot of snake stuff on my.
I put up something with Fat Boy on it. And they give me a community guideline because I'm fat shaming him, whose name is Fat Boy.
Do you? Well, I don't want to say like it, but is it okay if they're like in a maybe like in a hood style fight, or she keeps running her mouth to the dude, and she's like, "You ain't gonna hit me. You ain't gonna hit me." And he's just like clocks
the
her.
Girl that he was with was a little.
I don't care what she did. I just don't think that's
like a world star type. But I'd like it if the woman's bigger and she's beating up the little guy. Those are fun too.
I did see one recently where two guys were fighting and the guy's getting his ass kicked and his tall blonde girlfriend came in and whooped the crap out of the other guy. That was good. Yeah.
I'll teach you.
But you start getting emotionally invested, like, man, don't do that. I don't know anything about either one of you, but I'm already kind of picking a side.
Right. Do you like it when there's accidental nudity in these fights? Like the McDonald's fight where she's been like, spaghetti straps, but she's beating up the manager, but they're all like hanging out.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I want to say that was a local fight. It went
that
way
is not
viral.
Good.
Wow.
Throw a milkshake at her, the manager comes out.
Oh, I think I've seen that. I didn't think that was local, though.
I thought it was.
Wow.
But the girl just getting beat ups in the spaghetti straps, and like they rip them off, and she's all hanging out and swinging.
Oh, must have been a date.
If I saw this, I'd be filming it for sure.
Well, this situation was really bad because the victim's friend says Jack started the fight by calling the victim a racial slur and then...
Well, can we guess which one?
And jumping him from behind.
You go first.
So Jack was arrested at the scene on a felony battery charge, and he was freed after posting a $50,000 bond.
Were they able to attach dude's ear back?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
It's unclear how the victim is doing or the status of his ear. So,
yeah, I thought there'd be a video, but I can't find it.
Yeah, shame on those people that saw that didn't go for the phone. Like, shame on you.
The perpetrator didn't have a job, so his parents had to cover the whole thing as far as...
Oh, Lord. Man. Oh, is that the mug?
That's the mug shot.
God, is that Carrot Top the Third?
That's us old Jack Turner.
Christ, man.
He's got a head of hair on him, don't he?
God. What happened to kids' hair? In the 70s, it was all poofy, big, bushy hair. In the 80s, 90s, men's hair died down. It got more like svelte and more closer to the scalp. And now it's bushy and flailing and silly again.
Yeah, I think it went from like short hair, big beard. Now it's...
Thank you.
Little beard.
It's still big beard.
Yeah, they had
little
the
beard, big hair.
Like the Justin Bieber look for a little bit, and then it kind of switched.
Or the look where it's I don't know that how young men prep their day, but I feel like they get out of the shower, put on a ball cap backwards, and spray their hair with hairspray or a hair blower, hair dryer.
Yeah.
And it makes that flip in the front, and then they take the hat off.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you've been riding on a motorcycle for 500 miles with no helmet on. That's like you got a swirly.
It's like you don't have to maintain it that way, right?
No, and it just quaffs. And it's like, God, I mean, I have baby hair. Literally, like, more. Actually,
mine
some babies have more hair than
My
I do.
My hair is so fine.
It's, I know. And it's like,
little baby hair.
They ain't no whatever it's going to do any kind of give no body to this. Let me remove my disguise. Hello, I'm Vidal Sassoon. I've been in disguise all these years.
Okay, this is... I can't find the video. Now I'm getting distracted watching other spring break videos, but there are a lot of them where women are just topless fighting. Whatever. Tybee Island. That's where this happened. Orange Crush. I don't know what that is. But
imagine you had like an older sister who was in college, and she's like, girl, you wait till you get in spring break, because I just went to South Padre Island on spring break, and I made $5,000 showing my hooters to dudes. And then that girl finally gets to be, let's make it a little bit better, a junior in college or something. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go to make this money like my sister. And it's like, no, we can't do wet t-shirt contests anymore.
God dang it, come on.
It's kind of out now, guys. It's like, you know.
It's not a mother
graduating Fletcher's. The year before they started Neil Dills. Like, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, you know they hate that. Like, they missed out.
Do you like the TV series Dead to Me on Netflix? Do you ever watch that?
I've not seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Dead to Me. Who's in that one?
Christina Applegate.
Oh, I know it. I never saw it.
She's still acting?
I think they both are, but the reason why I'm telling you that is because of Linda. She was also on there. And
Linda who?
Cardellini.
Oh, yeah, that's Sam Taggart.
She's really pretty, and she's going to be playing Pamela Voorhees in Crystal Lake. It's going to be a Friday the 13th prequel on Peacock, which I cannot wait.
Oh, no. They mess up horror movies. They make them
woke. I didn't think the Chucky series was that good.
And no.
That was,
but this might be good.
They make them all woke on there. You saw the Kevin Bacon horror movie.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was out of nowhere.
That was half horror, half gay porn.
There's another one on Netflix that was like, I was like, all into it too, and I was like, God, man, like, it's like a Tyler Childers song where I was like, God, what a great love song, and then you find out he wrote it about his gay uncle and his boyfriend. It's like, God, that's wild. It's still love, but still, it's just like how I am.
But I'm bringing this up because you don't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that this may be a good thing for her, and it may be interesting because we all grew up with that movie and we love it.
It's got to be violent.
It's got to be the same thing, but with a little bit of sense of humor to it. And the original film, Jason, as a child, you know, he drowned at the camp at Crystal Lake, and his mother, she was seeking revenge against the counselors that she blamed for her son's death. So I don't know what's going to happen in the series, but if she follows through with the whole premise of that, it could be interesting.
I imagine it's going to run 2 seasons, and you don't see Jason until the very end. Or some semblance of Jason.
Yeah, but look at Cobra Kai, man. Like, how? Like, how is, because I saw a thing the other day and I was like, this got to be bull crap. And I looked it up and it's true. Right now, Ralph Macchio, right now, is as old as Pat Morita was in Karate Kid.
They don't look like any, like obviously.
That is insane.
Macchio looks a lot younger than he actually, I think he's mid 60s, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yes.
Like, he don't look it.
But how's that?
Pat Morita looked it.
I know, I'm sure. I mean, it's been around for, what, five, six, seven seasons now? Like, apparently a lot of people like it. I'm shocked.
They're about to end it, but yeah, it's like, you know, five seasons. But that well's dry, right? Like, it's done.
It's done. I mean, they've done it with Will Smith's kid was the second Karate
Kid.
Yeah,
Jackie Chan.
With a girl.
Yeah.
Like, they've done all of it now.
And they're killing it. Like, he's completely dead and everybody hates him.
There's no other.
He's beat to death.
Like, we could do a Jamaican Karate Kid.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what if you're like...
Wax on, Mom.
The leg.
Wax off, Mom.
What if you're Johnny and you realize, like, this is it. We've done it all. I don't think he does anything
else.
He's
got conventions and stuff.
Well,
it's like I was saying earlier about, like, old porn stars don't have that luxury the way most pop culture icons will. You're not going to go see old... Well, Jenna Jameson might, like... But, like, you're give me a mid-grade porn star. Like, most people would not recognize the name. I mean, it's even hard to do, right? Like,
Linda Lovelace.
Who reads the name?
Yeah, there's so many.
Well, she's at the, you know.
She's dead.
She's a legend, though, in a
That's
sense.
That's the only one I know.
I'm just saying, you just pick any, you know, typical mid-grade porn star, like 5 to 7 years max of.
There's so much, you know, competition now. Plus, with their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I imagine they make more money for themselves doing that than any companies like Kendra Lust or somebody like that's got to be making a killing on OnlyFans. But they do the other stuff too. That's the thing.
What, the movies?
Yeah, they'll film the full scenes themselves, so there's no overhead. They get all that money. Yeah. You know, they recoup it. And plus, you know, like private sessions, they make money off that too. If you believe Mandy Rose that somebody spent $50,000 on her, you know, site.
I believe that. I mean,
there's got to be other people spending bukus of money.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, whoever, you know, found that model.
Do you wish you were an ugly male millionaire or a hot woman in her prime?
I would be an ugly male millionaire.
Could you imagine that?
Try it out to see what it's like to have money.
That power you have as a hot woman.
I know.
And you can, like, you can get drilled like a piece of wood whenever you wanted.
Right.
As many times as you wanted.
Yeah.
On the reg. Thank God most women are not, you know, wired that way like we are with the testosterone to go out and try
to hook up. You know, if it was one of them Freaky Friday movies, we'd get in there and be like, yeah, we'll show our boobs. And then we'd be like, you know what? I'm starting to feel like a piece of meat now.
Yeah, not feeling good.
I don't like this.
No self-esteem
Let's
anymore.
Start a boutique, girl. You want to?
But then, like, a
start
couple
our own boutique.
Online boutique
yeah.
from your home.
No, we're going to do a brick and mortar.
Oh, okay.
Downtown.
And
Anderson,
have to close
not Greenville.
Because you're having a hard
Downtown.
Time getting customers through
That's
the
right.
door.
Now, it would suck to be, you know, to get hit on constantly, but how else are you going to, you know, if you're a dude, how do you not do it? Like, find out if you don't do it. So, sorry, ladies, but the guy's got to hit on you. They got to shoot their shot, quote unquote, right?
Why do they have to?
That still goes back to. What is the definition of harassment? Like, to some people, it's, you know, over asking out. You know, you've seen the webinars we've had to watch.
That's true.
That one dude, and, you know, it's this thing you have to watch for corporate. And it's like, yeah, this guy asked this girl out like 4 times at work. She's starting to feel uneasy. What should she do? Should she tell him to not talk to her again, or should she go to HR? And it's like, well, I mean.
Yeah. But if you're a good looking,
if I'm HR, I'm like, y'all settle your crap yourself. Quit dating each other and bogging up my day. I got live talent sheets to do.
If you're like a hot, ripped up guy, you know, like, you can kind of, the odds are in your favor too, right?
Yeah.
So you don't like, you don't feel
Unless
the urge.
Unless you're dumb.
Yeah, I mean,
I know a lot of, never mind. I say that.
It's just like you don't feel the urge
like
to.
Dumb people.
I'm setting right here.
to play the field that
you,
much.
But I can manipulate you very easily.
Yeah. That's the thought behind it.
Wow.
Some of the women.
Yeah. But you tell them what kind of manipulation? Like mental?
Of course.
Oh.
If you're dumb, I mean, you know how people are.
Yeah.
They're All just right. out for money.
We're going to take us a break and come back and talk about some more funny things.
I'm still trying to.
Well,
we still, you know.
It was a super fast hour, and we're already almost halfway through this one here.
It really was. Still get text about the, you know, the situation with Willa. the boyfriend.
Oh, that was interesting. I want
to
know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's even more to that. Like, you know, if a woman, I'll tell you this. This is the first thing I thought of one time. And just tell me if I'm wrong. As a woman, as a man, both of you. I was, you know, in a situation with a woman, and we had always, you know, hung out at my place and went to her place one time. And we were on that, you know, that kind of situation where, you know, we're using condoms and stuff. And I was like, oh, crap, I don't have one. And she's like, there should be one in the nightstand.
Or and, the roommate's got one.
And, dude, there was a bowl full. And that intimidated me.
Really?
Yeah.
A bowl full. Like candy condiments.
Yeah, in the nightstand on the opposite. And I'm like, she's prepared.
Did you
That's
use
good.
Them all?
Yeah.
Every
maybe.
Last one of them.
I use them all. It's
maybe
like Pokemon.
She just did that for you, and it was kind of like a nice little thing. No.
Come on, Paige.
She's been a...
I'm sure that's what it was.
I'm sure.
She's like, look.
I didn't know what size you were, what color. Do you like glow in the dark? Do you want me ripped for your pleasure, my pleasure, our pleasure?
I mean, it's kind of like potpourri. It's the condom potpourri. Maybe not. You're looking at
no,
me
like,
come
on.
Condom burglary.
No,
it's not.
All right, we'll keep it going. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, boys.
It's Aretha Franklin Tuesday.
Must
Love
be.
It.
It's kind of morphed into it.
I appreciate the horn player on this song. Is it a sax?
I don't know. It might be.
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
What happened to the horns? I mean, did we give up on it as a society as far as music goes?
I don't know if they teach it in school anymore. That's how you knew who had money. First of all, everybody wanted to do drums. They tell you you can. Not everybody can be a drummer.
True.
So the kids with money, they would do strings usually.
Oh, if you were a celloist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of fill you out to put you wherever in the band. Like, could he afford a big trumpet or whatever you call it? The one you wear. What's the one you wear?
Oh,
like, you physically put your body in the instrument.
God, I mean, this drums.
Well, yeah, that's one of it. This is like a brass instrument. Like, you squirm up through the middle.
Give it to me now.
What is that sucker
Give it
called?
To me, girl.
Here we go. Kick it up. Ready?
Go now. Freeway of love in a pink Cadillac. I thought it was a pink Cadillac.
It is.
Oh,
it evolves. We're riding on the freeway
of love in a pink Cadillac.
Thank you, baby. That's such a lie about that movie.
Pink Cadillac. Oh, the...
The ending?
God, what's his name?
Gentleman called Clint Eastwood.
I thought it was Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, you're thinking of Ford Fairlane?
That's what he is.
God dang it. It might have been a lie about that one, too. But, you know, they were like, movie. Hey, they filmed that here, man. Pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
They filmed that.
Oh, Piedmont. For real?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody said, though.
Oh. Well, they didn't record it there. Prior to the internet, like, all those old stories were like, yeah, that happened. That was, they filmed this here, that here. Hell, I bet you they didn't even film Shag at Real Myrtle Beach.
Probably not. Undertaker maybe did not go to Gaffney High School.
No. I heard he and Kane are really not even brothers.
They might not be. I was a little confused because I Googled Gaffney High School weeks ago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Some different information.
Give it to me.
What is that called? The instrument you wear?
I mean.
You know what I'm talking about, Paige?
The instrument?
It's a big brass instrument, and you have to put it on your body. You almost have to wear it like a shirt. You go up through the middle of it.
It's not the tuba.
We don't have a,
it's the.
No one is guessing.
And it wraps around you. I guess you could Google all of that. I don't know how you would exactly phrase it, but.
Do we have any Pecknell representatives standing by that could call us and tell us what this is called?
Somebody worked at the Music Maker back in the day. Hook it up.
Like, was that. I never played any instruments.
Oh, people were saying tuba.
Tuba you have to wear?
You got tuba dummy. Tuba dip S.
Tuba dummy.
Hey, dumb F. Tuba.
I'm thinking tuba. Like a horn instrument, but.
Let me look at it and see.
My brother played the tuba.
Speaking of that, I need to go get some toothpaste after the show. You just remind me.
Here, yeah,
pick
look.
Up a tuba toothpaste.
Is it the tuba?
Yeah.
Yeah, because look at this chick. She's in it.
Yeah, it's got to be the tuba.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was so.
Who the hell would want to play that?
You think, too, like you could just have like a beat machine do out they, there instead need, of having a.
That's your.
I don't know how he ended up, but he was like the biggest kid machine. In class. I think they made him play the tuba.
You're the inhumane beatbox.
Wait a minute. They made the fattest kid play the tuba?
My brother wasn't fat. He was just tall and bigger.
You got to have big lungs.
Like you got to fit.
Like Aretha.
You got to fit in the instrument.
Yeah.
Now, this is a fat girl playing it, but still.
Well, I wouldn't say fat. She's like. I mean, dude, she...
What a stupid-looking instrument.
I mean, I hate to use this because it was always used on me, but, like, big-boned.
Big-boned?
Yeah. She's big-boned. But also, like, if she... you know, it's almost like... what is the Olympic event where they're like, hey, women, you can't have big breasts and be successful and do this?
Ballet?
Archery.
Maybe all of them.
Gymnastics?
Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
To the fact where they never... You're welcome. Things I could never do.
Oh, they should have had boob about. Sled. Like, that's where the sled is. Just right up here.
You just ride like a well-endowed woman down the...
No, she's riding it on her hooters.
Oh, I see.
All the way down.
The other one seemed very misogynistic. Like, that God, man, I had no idea that that was so, like, cumbersome. It's like almost you got on, like, a Simpson, like a collar.
Did you... like a Hans device?
Like a Hans device. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Did you try out for band? Were you in it?
No, I was in the barbershop quartet.
I just wonder who did you have to facilitate to be a drummer? You had to do favors in the back room for the
to
band
be
leader?
A drummer?
Yeah, because that's what everybody wanted to do.
Was your band leader, band teacher, whatever, were they a teacher or were they just like one of those? Like we had a couple of football coaches that did not teach at our school. Matter of fact, I don't know if they were just our coaches' buddies.
No, they all taught back then, but I had a buddy that coached, and he didn't teach.
Yeah, What
he had a certificate for something.
He was just a football coach, and I don't know that he might have been like a
usually the coaches,
school resource officer or something. Like you might have had in school suspension with him or something.
They were either a science teacher or they taught sex ed, which is interesting. But that was about, or maybe driver's ed. That was about it, though. Like, they had to teach something.
There's a big, oh, this is great. There's a big scandal at my kid's school right now. There's never been a female drum major ever, and there's a big uproar about this. Oh, God, please text me what school you're in.
What is the drum major?
It's 864 area code. It's like the person up there swinging the...
Oh, that's not the person that stands up and leads
like
the band.
It's like carries one of them things like the Pope carries.
Oh, why would you want to...
Like a staff.
Like a... Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like... You're not playing crap drum except major. A whistle. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Maybe that works out in college. Like, it'd get you far being in a band, but yeah, you might have to play something you don't like.
Text back in if you would. If you'd rather not say it, I totally get that. But
God, that's hard work, now that you think about it.
Holy,
I remember football practice. They had to practice, too, just as long. Marching band people.
So, okay. This was 6 years ago, guys, but my daughter wanted to play tuba in high school. I was like, why are we going to rent this? Let's just buy. Little did I know that a Yamaha tuba cost $7,400.
God almighty.
God bless. You know, in the world?
It's full of spit, too, so you can't.
Good Lord, man. I literally am like dumbfounded by that.
Look at
it. Is that right, though?
You got to breathe all the way to like to get it around, I guess.
I want to Google that, too, because that might have been like solid gold or something.
Plus, you're not going to have a solo anybody wants to hear. Now the tuba solo.
Like, the only thing you could do is like when somebody fat walked by.
What do they play taps with? What is that called?
It's got trumpet.
Yeah, one of those. It's got three buttons on top.
Bah, bah, bah.
That seems easy. It's got three buttons. I mean, come on.
Wow, dude. I went right to Yamaha.com and buying it from them is $8,100. Or I can flex pay it for $397 a month like I'm buying a freaking car.
God, man.
That's expensive.
So what is the rental on that then?
Like, I'd say you got to stay in band your whole life.
Security deposit has got to be like
Or you
half?
Better be successful with it because your parents are going, wow.
Do they switch a lot? Band teachers won't do that to you, will they? That makes no sense.
What's the investment in that other than it's a hobby? Like, I understand some people going and being a symphony, but this could be quite rare. Like, that investment into something that's, I didn't even get the varsity jacket, and I lettered. I was like, I'm never going to wear this in the future.
I guess going to college, maybe, like a scholarship.
But, I mean,
if you're drawn to playing and
you're not going to be in the Boston Pops.
You're actually practicing. Every single day.
What is that? Is that career driven? Like if you're a drum major, like you've quit playing instruments now. All you're good at is like maybe leading people out of.
Some people are naturally
the Pied Piper
to play music.
But he don't play nothing. He just swings a big rod around.
But
and they won't let ladies do it at this person's school. They won't text back. I understand.
Like these kids can't be in like. I don't want to say real bands because this is a real band, but
oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, like you know the bar bands. They can't do that.
Can't they? If they learn music,
unless they're like in a ska band, there's not going to be much use for.
Because Tommy Lee used to do that, and then he became, didn't he?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Maybe he did that.
I think he used to play baseball with his wiener. I think it's what he used to.
Did he play baseball with it?
Yeah, he could have.
Bad.
He could have fenced with it.
I am shocked.
You could have painted it orange and laid with down. It.
Some of the texts, like, to rent my kid's instruments, to rent my child. Now, write in, I don't know what instrument it is. To rent my child's instruments, $259.99 a month.
God, man, who's
what
getting this
in
money?
The world? Like,
straight to the band department?
And then,
this is
school's
got
to be in with the music.
These bands are huge. Companies.
I played violin, and I remember. I had to decide if I wanted to continue to play violin or dance. So I had to give it up.
Girl, you better dance.
Strings.
Well, you know, what is your love first? So,
well,
these bands are
on your toes now.
It got expensive when I was just, in school. And we had it in California, but they didn't have it out here as much.
Can you pick up a loofah with your feet in the shower because you ballet or not? Because your toes are all crinkled? Are they?
No.
You got to think, like, twirling around on your tiptoes all the time. Like, imagine what Michael Jackson's feet look like after doing that so much. He's probably just moonwalking and flatten them back out.
He had those trick shoes anyway. Gimmicked up shoes. Hey, he ain't leaning forward with his own.
Loafers are big. I mean, I've got strong toes, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Paige's in foot play. All right.
This might be for real. I just like, you know,
that's pretty. I mean, that's pretty shocking.
But they're competition bands too. Like, you have to pay for travel.
I just don't. Unless the kid, like, it's not a career thing though. I mean, it's not gonna. If it does, that's super rare. Like, you can play, like, Lucas Glover. He played on Wade Hampton's golf team.
Look how that worked out.
He's
playing some of the best golf now of his life.
I know. Just got his first rookie card for Upper Deck. He's been playing for like 15 years.
The TGL, too. I mean, he's ripping it up.
He won't respond to my direct messages either. Bastard.
He'll be in the Masters this year, too.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get in touch with him.
Dude's playing great.
Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
Oh, sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And we're back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday.
Still reading text about
the cost. I mean, that came out of playing an Aretha Franklin song, talking about horns. But, like, my child is going to the big band camp, and they mentioned this name. I've never heard of this before. That don't mean anything. In Charlotte this summer, cost $1,200 for 4 days. God. That's just to go to the – dude, football camp didn't cost near that. I wouldn't have been able to go if it did.
Plus, you got stuff, too. You got a shirt and
– you got a Furman football camp shirt. You got a – I don't even know those little polyester backpacks were invented yet then, but, you know, maybe like a fanny pack or something. Golf tees. Tchotchkes. Little tchotchkes. We love the tchotchkes.
We love them. Get something for $1,200.
That's a lot. Because, you know, band camp. I mean, the only thing I know about band camp is flutes don't go where they're supposed to go. Let's go to P1 Kilovolt has been waiting the longest. Kill a volt. Is that right?
Kilovolt, like thousands of volts.
Yeah. Kilovolt. What's up?
Hey, man, not much. Yeah, I was calling in about the instrument you're trying to name. Everybody's calling you a dip S for not knowing it's a tuba.
Right.
You can tell them they're dip S's.
Okay, y'all are dip S's.
Because the true name of that,
yeah,
the true name of that instrument is a sousaphone.
A sousaphone.
I got to look up how much they're worth, because did you play anything in high school, band, or?
I played saxophone in middle school and dropped out.
God, that'd be expensive too, though. Saxophone, I mean, it's hard to learn, too.
Well, I had a really beat up used one that I had.
Yeah. I see.
Why'd you quit?
Smoking.
Because I wasn't any good at it.
Oh, dang it.
Do you miss the sax?
Okay. I could have played with Huey Lewis, I guess, by the cut.
Wow.
All right.
It's pretty impressive.
You know what? If we had taken one call today, you would win a call today. Kilovolt. Thank you, sir. God bless you. The sousaphone, everybody.
I got to look at see how much it's worth. He just dropped
it. Y'all are dip S's. You didn't know it was called the sousaphone.
I got to play with Huey Lewis.
My God.
You know how you spell it. Let's see.
H-U-E-Y-L-E-W-I-S. Huey Lewis.
Oh, he knocked that one.
Oh, I see.
Let's see, Susan. Oh, my God. You want to guess how much this sucker's worth?
It should be the same as with the ones I looked up, right? $7,000-$8,000?
No. This one is a marching sousaphone that's sterling silver. That's $11,200.
That's dumb.
This one is brass for $6,800.
Bless, man.
I don't see any kind of...
Is that why there's so many instruments at pawn shops if you, like, drive by or actually go? Like, when even watch Pawn Stars, there was always, like, five tubas in the back corner. Like, was that the parents whose kids were like, I bought $5,000-$7,000 on this tuba, Rick?
I would love to hear from a band teacher. It was like, how do you assign these kids instruments?
Or what if their parents can't afford...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what was that one earlier? Like $149 or $249 a month just to rent it. Like, that's $3,000 a year. Well, let's say shorten that by 3 months, you know, off for summer. But they'd probably still have it during the summer to practice it. God bless.
Is that how you got to recruit the band? Judging by if people can pay for it or not?
I guess. I mean, think about people you knew in band. Like, and I'm not being critical, but like, were there any poor kids? No.
No.
Uh-uh. Man,
and he said he wasn't.
Let's start a charity for poor kids that want band instruments.
That's nice.
Seriously, that sucks.
He said he wasn't good.
That's why I sang. We couldn't afford an instrument.
So you got a? Oh my God! You want to? Okay, I found one that's pretty expensive.
Probably the drums have got to be up there high too.
Well, I don't know if this is in a high school band, but it's called a double bass clarinet, and they say they can go up to $30,000.
There ain't no way. I mean, is that in a regular high school band though?
I don't know.
Good God.
I looked up most expensive band instruments.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one's in it or not.
Like, you know, I mean, you get, you know, granted, you know, there is that save money. I'd love to see what the money they've saved on books versus laptops, you know?
Yeah.
Because
if they ever get them back.
Like, there's this great story about.
Where you been?
This is the customer service he's giving. Like, Rockefeller like was really big in on changing the schooling in America to the fact of, you may remember a certain company called Houghton Mifflin, and that they all like, yeah, we agree that this is the curriculum for the nation, and we're going to teach all these kids the same stuff over, no matter what part of the country they're from, no matter what type of, you know, as a kid growing up in the South, always heard the late night jokes and the stuff on SNL about Southerners being incest and kissing cousins and all that. And I was like, what is that crap about, man? Like, what is this? And now, you know, it's like, I don't want to overstep, but like, you know, it's, look at the old one house, the schoolhouse, the old, what is the wording? One room schoolhouse.
Yeah.
You had one school for all the kids in town. So you might have 6-year-olds in there with 14-year-olds being taught the same crap.
Well, that's like most Christian schools, right? They all lump them together.
Is that right?
I think so. They could go from that young to that old.
So the young kids are going to be really smarter. The old kids are going to be really dumb because they're being taught the same level of crap. I don't know. We got somebody on hold.
Kilovolt, you still there?
Oh, Kilovolt, you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh,
I'm
okay. Listening. Why? That's crazy. And these numbers are insane, Kilovolt. I'm sorry that Fatwood did not hang up on you, but let you go. Oh, it's my boy. He's probably having a stogie and some cognac right now. It's P1 Cool Ass Cooley. Hey, Cool Ass.
What's going on, buddy?
What are you doing?
It's been a long time.
Hey, Fat Boy said it's been a long time. I said, man, you remember that hurricane? I'm a roofer, buddy. I've been busy as hell.
Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
God, where you been? Like all over North Carolina and just back through here?
Man, mainly around here. We had a lot of damage around here. So.
Wow.
But my question has nothing to do with anything y'all been talking about. But are you guys planning on doing another beer?
No.
If you can get Fat Boy on the can.
We can't get Fat Boy off the can is the problem.
That's what this is. You told him to call in and set up a whole
joke. That was not set up. We are just cool ass people. Cool ass, I'm going to tell you something. I will be very honest with you and the audience right now. That is a very, 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 very crowded space. And getting shelf space in good places is hard to do. And unless it's a seasonal thing, they'll bring in. And
we had to create the shelf space sometimes.
We had to. And here's what we have to do is because we're not an entity that distributes beer. We have to go to a distributor and say, will you distribute our beer? Now, if they do that, they're going to want a large portion of that because they're going to lose some of their shelf space to put ours on there. And to be quite honest with you, it's
ain't much meat left.
It's a pain in the ass.
Plus, when I had a non-alcoholic beer and it was sitting in the floor, I had to remove like some of other people's beer to put it up there.
Well, yours was
I had to take a lot of Heinekens out.
It just had like 4.2 or something. Anyway, when are you going to put out a cool ass stogie? You come out with your own cigars.
Well, they don't sell those legally.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Hey, you haven't had any more managers try to walk in your room while you're in the shower, have you?
That's the wrong one, Fat Boy. You got me confused with a different one.
Yeah. That's the other one.
Who's the other one? There's another cool ass?
Yeah.
You want to play that role, Fat Boy?
No, yeah, man. I know we got the wrong coolie. There's two coolies. Remember the one was in a hotel room, and the maintenance guy tried to see his way in while he was in the shower.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had some choice words for him.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah,
I thought, I honest to God, thought that was you as well.
I'm sorry. I think that guy's name is actually Jay Cooley. So.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, you call in anytime, all right?
All right, man.
We'll see you later.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Bye-bye. All right.
All right, it's fun playing with the callers.
You still call there?
In. You still there? Are you still there?
You're breaking up on me. Cool.
He hung up, I think. We'll let him go. All right, bye-bye.
All right, man.
All right.
Hey, guys, I love the show.
Love you. He didn't say it back. All right.
man, okay. I love both coolies. All coolies.
Yeah. I like the springs. I like the farm.
Your water? Your Stickler's mom? I believe she was a coolie?
What is her name? Jennifer. Oh, my God.
We're going out on that one, boys.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.